Well, if you're knocking on somebody else's door, and they ask who's there, you say it's
me or Harry.
Okay. And if it was a man at the door, you'd say it's...
Well, the same thing.
Uh-huh. Would you say it's he or it's him or...
Oh, if he come in there now, say for us, knock on the door and I turn that light on and see who it is.
Mm-hmm.
They say, is this where Mr. Smoke lives?
Mm-hmm.
Not acquainted with the country, you know, and they say, is this where Mr. Smoke lives? I tell them yes.
Mm-hmm. Say if you got a telephone call and I ask you, was that Bill on the phone? You say, yeah, that was...
Yeah, this is Bill.
Or would you say that was him or that was he or...
Yeah, I'd say it was him or he or whoever. Well, this is him.
Okay. And if it's a woman, you'd say this is...
Her.
And if it's two people,
uh-huh.
You'd say this is... Would you say this is they or this is them or...
They. Them, either one. Them.
Uh-huh. Them's what you'd probably say?
Yeah.
And talking about how tall you are, you'd say he's not as tall as...
As another certain person that they were acquainted with.
Well, if you're talking about yourself, you say, he's not as tall.
Not quite as tall as I am.
Uh-huh. Or I'm not quite as tall as...
I'm not quite as tall as he is.
And he can do that better than...
Than I can.
Okay. And if a man had been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you'd say 2 miles is...
The limit.
Uh-huh. Do you say it's all the farther he could go?
As far as he could go, which the limit means that he's done his due.
And if something belongs to me, you'd say it's...
Mine.
And if it belongs to both of us, it's...
Ours.
And if it belongs to them, it's...
Theirs.
And to him?
It's theirs.
To
his.
Him?
Huh? It's his.
And to her?
It's hers.
And I'd say, this isn't mine, this is...
I'll say a neighbor's.
Uh-huh. Or say that hat, it's not mine, it's...
One of my neighbors.
Uh-huh. What about this briefcase, you'd say?
It's a belongs to... I borrowed it from a neighbor.
Uh-huh. Well, if it belongs to me, then you'd say this is...
Mine.
Or it belongs to me, though, you'd say...
Yeah, well, when I say it's mine, then that... Let them know that it belongs to me.
What if it belongs to you? You'd say it's...
It's mine.
Uh-huh. Or this briefcase here, whose is that?
Yours.
Okay. And if there had been a group of people at your house, and they were fixing to leave, you'd say, well, I hope... What, come back again?
Yeah, well, I always... my door is open all the time to my neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And I just tell them, come back whenever you can.
Uh-huh. Would you say you to more than one people?
Well, if it was a family, when I says come back when you can, that would include the family.
Uh-huh. Do you ever use the word y'all or you all or?
Yeah, once in a while.
But
you all come back.
Uh-huh. Does that mean a whole group of people?
A whole group of people. Now, when you say you all, that includes everybody that's there.
Mm-hmm. What if there's a group at your house and they're fixing to leave and they're looking for their coats, everybody's coats, you know, you say, well, where are...
My coat, where is my coat? Well...
Or if you're asking them where their coats are, you'd say, well, where are...
Your coat.
Uh-huh.